1290 AM Denmark,
WQ50 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli airstrikes intensifying in Gaza. Ahead of an expected ground attack, here's ABC's Liz Landers.
Israel striking a refugee camp, which according to the Associated Press, lies in an area where Palestinians were told by the Israeli military to seek refuge. The Hamas-run health ministry claims 53 people were killed. The ministry says so far in the conflict, more than 9,700 Palestinians have died, but Israel's ambassador to the UN is casting doubt on that death toll.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his Middle East tour in Turkey after visiting the West Bank, Jordan, and Baghdad. Donald Trump taking the stand today in his New York City fraud trial, defending himself against allegations that he and his family dramatically inflated their net worth. Aid trickling into villages in Nepal's northwest mountains following a strong earthquake over the weekend. More than 150 people were killed and thousands have been left homeless. This is ABC News. A caravan of migrants heading through Mexico toward the border with the U.S. is about to get bigger. It's already about 7,000 strong, and hundreds more people have left southern Mexico trying to catch up. A six-year veteran of the police department in San Jose, California, off the force now after sending texts full of racist slurs. ABC's Melissa Adan.
The police chief saying Officer Mark McNamara is no longer employed with the city and calling the text disgusting. Authorities releasing 10 pages of text between an unidentified coworker and McNamara that shows McNamara making racist remarks. In one text, McNamara, who is white, says, "I hate black people." The San Jose Police Officers Association saying in a statement, "Racism and those who perpetrate it have no place in our city and no place in law enforcement."
Still on strike, public school teachers in Oregon's biggest school district. Teachers picket for better pay and smaller class sizes. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey finds almost three quarters of water samples drawn across Wisconsin last year were contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Scientists with the state sampled 450 private wells that reach no deeper than 40 feet. It's the first time Wisconsin sampled shallow groundwater away from large communities or PFAS cleanup and investigation sites. Most of the wells had PFAS concentrations lower than both state DNR and federal EPA standards. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Nate Wiegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers snapped a four-game losing streak with a 20-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Green Bay still had plenty of penalties, missed throws, and dropped passes, but managed to maintain the lead throughout the game. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love what was the feeling like at halftime, up 7-3.
The feeling was we got to finish the drive better. You know, I think it was a good start to keep building this offense, getting that rhythm going forward.
The Rams were without quarterback Matthew Stafford, who's dealing with an injured thumb. Backup Brett Rippon was asked when did he learn he would be the starter.
I didn't really know for sure until like Friday, but you know, he had a pretty good idea.
The The Packers are now 3-5. They face the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Tip-off time tonight, 6:30. Milwaukee so far 3-2. Bobby Portis on how the team is doing so far.
I mean, it was cool, man. We still got a long season, long process. A lot of things to clean up.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 61. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Victory Monday, baby. I'll take it. Take it any way I can get it.
Not a nail biter.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most bizarre season. That one fumble was the most bizarre thing where he just reached out and he bounced it off the ground.
Right.
And that was like, there were so many penalties. I mean, it was such an ugly game in so many ways.
Especially the beginning, right?
Yeah.
It was just hard to get into it.
But, yeah.
I mean, it was.
It's a W.
Yes.
It's a W.
That is the way.
And I thought Jordan Love was throwing the ball around pretty good.
Yeah.
And so. Jones was running hard. AJ was running hard. They got a W. Playing and going against a quarterback I've never heard of before.
Well,
I remember his dad when his dad was a quarterback, Mark Rippon.
Oh, did you? If you read the LA Times, they.
Things you never have to say. If you read the LA Times.
Well, no, I just.
Hey, Todd. you bring in your Times today? You got it in your car. Go grab me the Times, would you?
I'm just saying they didn't think the Packers were that great. They didn't think they played
well, they're
that
not.
Well. But they really. The Packers are talking about how. That they played a good game. And I think they did. You know, I fell asleep a little bit, but.
They played good enough to win.
Yes. But the Rams were saying that.
Yeah, that's fine.
They had a terrible game that. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I you're right.
It's a W.
I love it. It is.
It's a W.
I'll leave it at that.
Just leave it at that. It's a W. The bridges were looking good last night. Just go with those things. Warm out there this morning. 54 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh.
Yeah, we have a good week coming up.
Get
those lights up. Don't turn them on, but get the lights up. I got all my.
Just don't jump off a ladder in your garage when you do it because you might. Suffer a knee injury that bothers you for the next week.
I know. You've been laid up for a while.
Saturday morning, I come down to the market. My knee was just throbbing all night long. I didn't have any ice. Just had that bag of vegetables. And buy a bag of ice. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and the bag of ice breaks.
Oh.
All over the sidewalk.
Well, that must have been fun to kneel down and pick it up.
That was wonderful. I didn't feel like this old guy.
I can't relate to... stepping off a ladder, which you shouldn't have done on the third
jumped
rung,
off
especially
the ladder. Jumped off.
You shouldn't have done that. But yeah. I had an event this weekend, and you were the same age. I think I'm getting old, Johnny.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I look as old as you, but I'm feeling. I went bowling.
Todd, who looks older?
That's kind of a toss-up,
no,
don't you think?
No, not at all. Wait till we get the cameras. No,
the cameras are coming this week, guys.
Why can't
just
we do
so you know.
Because we're going to get the cameras.
Well, why can't we do a quick poll right now?
Because they don't know who
they
you are.
They see us around?
No.
They see us around. For those who have seen us around,
no,
who looks older?
No, because we
Mine or the mayor.
I will say this.
Mine or the mayor.
We went to that basketball.
Todd, how do people text?
Just download the Civic Media app. Go to the lower right-hand corner, and you hit text.
Okay. Just make sure and choose the right station.
Yeah.
Well, they should have... us as their station when
they should.
Go.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, they should.
They should.
Who looks older, minor or the mayor?
No, I think
that's
we'll
all.
Do that.
Simple
then,
question.
Well, then we'll do another question, another one when we get the video thing.
Okay.
I gotta. Don't bring your airbrush lady.
Have her on standby every morning.
Just for those of you who didn't listen last week, Johnny got a picture, and this lady made him. I don't know. You don't. Yeah, I feel like if I tap that picture, it's all going to shatter. Because no, you do look good on there. So I went bowling. We had that fundraiser for the new community shelter, and there are a couple hundred bowlers. Todd bowled. I sent you my score. Did you see that, man?
Yeah, I did. Very impressive.
Wasn't that?
Well, wait, stop. Wait a minute. That's not the full story because there were three games.
Well, I just
you told me you weren't going to crack 100 going into it.
Yeah. How about that?
He nailed that one pretty well.
I did. I had fun there. We had a good time. But anyway, so we bowled three games. Steak dinner, a lot of fun, talking to people. I woke up Sunday morning.
Sore?
Yes. I said to Donna, I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sore?
Yeah.
What'd you do? I'm thinking, what the hell? Why am I sore? You know? And
yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But then I bowled. So I'm that just puts me right back on that plant-based diet.
So does that start today, though?
It is. I bought the app. Okay. Well, I think I read some of that.
So I told Todd, Todd's got that picture on his Facebook of him driving a car, driving his car with a skeleton in the back, and people are captioned. And I put the mayor 2 weeks after the beginning of his plant-based diet, because you're going to just fade away to nothing.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Watch out. You know what, people? You know what? So Cameron Moreland, you know Cameron?
Oh, yeah, good guy.
So Friday night, we're at the game in Kimberly, okay? Mm-hmm. We're taking a picture of me, him, Nina. We're going to get on the show.
Great picture, by the way.
Yeah, nice picture, right? The girl that does the sideline reporting and everything, Olivia, really nice girl and everything, and Teddy. And take a real nice picture, put it on my Facebook. And he goes, hey, Mino, I found a picture of you, me, and Ted from a game from like 15 years ago. I said, oh, well, I'd love to see that. Can you send it to me? He goes, yeah, absolutely. He goes, you were a lot thinner then. Why would somebody say something
when
like
it's so
that?
Painfully obvious?
I guess, but
you just don't do that.
You don't
do
that.
You
don't
say that. No.
We all know that we've gained weight over the years, right?
Well, I'm going right back.
Why do you bring that up?
You know.
Why do you have to do that?
Because camera hasn't. I bet you he's pretty close to his high school.
Right? I know. Yeah, he's one of those tall guys.
Yeah, I know. They are. We need to get taller, Johnny.
I know. So today is National Nachos Day, National Saxophone Day, Job Action Day, and Sally Field's birthday, 77. Almost seems like she should be older, doesn't it? I mean, she's been around forever.
She is. And that whiny boy. Yeah, I don't. Okay, right.
You like
I
me.
I like her.
You really like me.
I like her a lot.
She was hot in the Burt Reynolds movies.
Oh.
Remember?
Maybe.
Smoking the Bear?
Yeah.
She was hot in those.
Maybe.
She was cute. What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
She was really cute then.
Too much for me.
I liked her in Mrs. Doubtfire, too, with Robin Williams.
Yeah, she was cute there. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, may I have the wrong lady. Is that the Flying Nun?
Yeah.
Yes. Gidget.
That's right. I forgot about Gidget.
Oh, yeah. She's okay. You know what I had her mixed up with?
Who?
The lady on All in the Family.
Edith Bunker?
Oh, no. Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers.
Yeah.
But she was a little annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm right. No, Sally Fields.
Sally Struthers need me in the groin run one time.
Shut up. What? Wait a minute.
So bad.
Let me roll tight.
She's told this. John.
What?
What?
Tucson, Arizona was working in TV, and they had a Hollywood Stars softball team come to town for a big charity thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that the local media people play against. It was, you know who the pitcher was? Lloyd Bridges. Honestly, Lloyd Bridges was the pitcher. Tony Danza was on the team.
Really?
Connie Stevens was on the team. Natalie Wood's sister was on the team. The guy from the White Lopez from the White Shadow was on the team. Grant Goodeve, who played the oldest son on Eight Is Enough, was on the team. And Sally Struthers was on the team. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
They're hanging names with the big dogs.
I know,
right. And they played against the local media, which was
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So I'm playing like third base or something. Yeah. Sally Fields is that bad. Sally Fields hits a pop-up. You know, I go under it. I catch the pop-up. Next thing I know, I didn't, unbeknownst to me, as soon as she hit the ball, she started running right towards me. Okay. So I'm looking up. I catch the ball. And then all of a sudden, she jumps on me and accidentally her knee, and she's really short. And you know, and her knee caught me right there. Like, you can't even believe where it knocked the wind. I'm laying down. Sally Fields is laying on top of me, and her knee's in my groinal region. And I can't.
Todd, are you believing this?
True story. I am. I actually, because nobody else could this happen to.
That
on
is
a
true. That's, yeah, true story. That's pretty weird. Well, okay.
Wow. Let's get true story. So I'm laying there. I can't. And people think I'm like, you know, oh, look at her, John. Okay, let's get back to the game. And I can't get up because I can't breathe.
You are dying.
I'm dying out there in front of this huge stadium full of people. It was High Corbett Field. That's where the movie Major League was shot in Tucson. All the stuff in Major League or the practice and spring training, yeah. That's all at High Corbett. So that's my Sally Fields story, or my Sally Struthers story.
Oh, we got to get her on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll reach out.
See if she'll remember that.
Hey, Sal, remember the guy you need.
You remember the guy you need. Yeah. So anyway.
That's pretty cool that.
Yeah. It's my Sally Struthers story.
But what was the fundraiser for? That's a
I had no idea. I know there's a picture. A buddy of mine's got a picture of it. We could get him on. That buddy of mine that I visit out in Phoenix. Yeah. It was Phoenix, worked in TV in Los Angeles for a long time. I'll have him send me the picture. I know there's a picture of the whole, all the Hollywood stars. Oh, wow, we're 50-50. What, Todd?
50-50 on the who looks younger.
I thought I was way ahead there for a minute.
No, Johnny, that's...
I thought I was way ahead.
Wait, let's get the cameras. It's not even close. Wow. Not even close.
50-50 and who looks younger, me or the mayor?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'll win that.
That's a little disappointing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think my people are just getting up.
Correct.
Your people are like up a lot. I'm going to vote for the mayor. And they'll call your mom.
My people.
Martha, did you vote for your son?
Mine own the mayor.
Let's all vote for him.
Our people.
Yes, that's your people. So another thing in regards to Saturday or Sunday's game. Okay.
Yeah.
I wish Packer fans would. I thought they tried, but I still wish they'd make more noise. And I say that because I watched some other games. And I wish Lambeau was louder. I'm going to be honest with you. And Jarts tries really hard. You can hear him in the background.
He does.
Let's hear it, Packer fans!
Right.
I just wish they were louder.
John, it's hard to get loud with that momentum.
I know that.
You know, I think you're talking about the Dallas Eagle game. I mean, that was a good game.
That's crazy. I mean,
I can get loud there.
Fans are, I know.
No, those fans are, we got good fans.
We got great fans, phenomenal fans, but I wish they were louder.
When the score is 27-24, there's a lot to cheer about.
I know. I'm just saying.
3-0 is not exciting, so it's hard to get loud.
Okay.
I think they have to score more points.
Yeah, that's what football's all about.
Well, I think it is. I don't know.
Breakthrough there, Mr. Mayor.
Well, no.
You know what they got to do to win? What? They got to score more points.
Some people would argue defense wins games.
Hadn't thought about that.
6-3, it's still a win. That's not entertaining. Right. That's why even basketball, I liked the guy that got let go at GB, the basketball coach, because Tony Bennett didn't score a lot, right? A lot of defense, right? Low score.
Tony Bennett?
No.
Tony Bennett's their all-time leading scorer.
No. Coach Bennett.
Okay. Well, yeah, he was a defensive coach.
Right. So some of those games were...
Yeah, I get you.
They were slow, low. Whereas, what was the guy's name? Link
Darner?
Yeah, they put up some points.
Oh, they were.
I love that.
Okay.
So I like higher scoring. That's why soccer, I'll never get into it, or hockey.
Right.
3 hours and it's 2-1. That's not me.
Okay.
But anyway... I think the Packers are getting there. I'd like them to score more, and I think that would take care of your loudness.
Wish the Vikings would have gotten beat yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
That new quarterback did a nice job for them.
That was actually a pretty good game.
Badgers.
Oh, the Badgers.
Wow.
Let's focus on the Packers.
Okay.
They won.
Hey, we're getting it started. Good luck in Monday. 54 degrees out there, folks. Get up, get out, and get at it. Mine on the mayor, getting it started this week. Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at WGBW, WISS 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, Civic Media app. You can download that as well. We're still at 50. Still, 60-40. Mino's in the lead. Who looks younger, Mino or the Mayor? 60-40. No. Yeah, it's changed.
He changed it. Okay.
It's changed.
Wow. All right. Come on, people. Like John said, get up. Get out, get after it.
Vote early, vote often.
Come on. Hey, big elections tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I know. What's up with that? Break it down there.
Well, no,
Mr. Mayor?
There's not here, right? Not in Wisconsin. Ours are, but, you know, it's a year from tomorrow then we elect a president. But tomorrow, they think it's going to be like a bellwether thing. A lot of big races in Virginia, a couple governor's races coming up. Now, I know we don't talk a lot of politics, but we will on my new show. Not a lot national.
Okay,
it's going to be a lot more local.
You're right, we don't.
No, okay. But there's some pretty cool stuff going on.
Oh, you'd like this. Just got a text from my son, Dom. Oh. He's in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, how's he doing?
He's at the Norbertine Abbey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Like where St. Norbert, the whole thing really all got started.
Tell him to bring back some beer.
Here's a picture. Yeah. Picture of a big beer.
With
the Norbertine.
Right. Yeah.
And a beer.
Yeah.
He said last time he was there, he drank with the nuns right after church. It's like a bar right
next
to the church.
That sounds like a great time.
I know. So all the nuns just...
Bingo.
Ooh, yeah. Looking younger. Mino, 65%. The mayor, 35%.
Okay.
Wowzer. I like this.
Okay. Wait, we need the cameras. We probably haven't seen you.
So let me just talk political for 1 second.
Yeah. Love it.
I know you're adamant about something. Yeah. And I'm not saying where my political affiliations lie. Nothing. I'm not, okay?
Okay.
How is Trump not going to win the election? Did you see Biden's numbers again?
Do you know what Trump's doing today?
I know that, but nobody's jumping out ahead. He's killing everybody in his own party. How is he not going to be president? What do you see that would prevent him from being elected president?
But
I mean, as of right now, I don't see anything. No matter what happens, in trials or that doesn't hurt him. It almost seems to help. So you go ahead, tell me.
First of all, you don't know that it's going to be Trump and Biden. You're just assuming that because you watch a lot of TV. David Axelrod, you know him, Illinois guy, Obama's guy.
Okay.
Remember him?
I know the name. I don't know. Is he a reporter?
He was he helped Obama get elected twice.
Okay.
He's a commentator. Yeah, he even said yesterday that he thinks Biden should take a good look at this. And if Biden says, look, you know, I'm not going to do this, and I think he's going to stay in it. But if he doesn't and, you know, Newsom gets in, look out.
Who's Newsom?
that was a sign.
I guess.
Governor of California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty popular.
All right.
Very popular. I don't know. And, you know, like I said, I told you, we're not supposed to talk politics.
I don't care. I'm just going by the polls.
Nikki Haley is
I just saw the polls
up,
yesterday.
But I see that DeSantis is getting endorsed today by who is endorsing him today, which is going to really help.
Was it Iowa's mayor?
Yeah.
Or Iowa's governor around?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is with
away,
one
Johnny,
year away,
right, it's
like
away.
He is so far in the lead. It's incredible, isn't he?
A year is a lifetime. Are you kidding in politics? I think he's going to be the nominee.
What's going to change? What's going to change?
A lot's going to
change. In 1 year.
Oh, my gosh. What's going to change? Stuff changes. They always have the October surprise.
Okay, let me ask you this. If the election was held today, who would win?
Well, I think depending on that, it looks like, I don't know. I think there's polls that will tell you Trump's going to win, and there's polls that will tell you Biden's going to win. So I don't know who's going to win. I just think that people get so focused on the nomination. Well, that's half the battle. It's like, okay, winning the coin toss. You got to win the game. And, It's important that someone on either side, I'm not taking sides, I'm a nonpartisan guy, but that make sure your candidate can win the general. That's what's important. And people get really focused on the primaries, and that's happened here in governor's races and a whole bunch of other races. It's like, oh, okay, whew, good, he's in. Well, you can't, the guy or lady, she's not going to win the general. And that's what you got to, can Trump win a general election? I think that's the question. Can Biden win a general election, you know? Those are the questions, Johnny. It's not who can win the primary. Easily those guys can both win their own party's nomination. But who can win it all? That's the question. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I love it. You know, I love politics. But be honest,
if it was held today, the national election was held today, who do you think would be president?
I don't think Trump could win a national election right now.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know that. It's just what I hear from friends and going out talking to people. And, Johnny, we shouldn't be talking about politics. We're going to get in trouble. My opinion, you asked, is, and I'm going to have my own show, and I'm going to really lean into politics, especially locally. But, I think the candidate makes a difference. I think there's a lot of issues out there that, yeah, of course, I'm this side and that side, gun control, whatever. But at the end of the day, you want someone who is kind of like you, but better. That's who I always vote for. And I don't know that, I don't know, right now, I don't know that either candidate is stellar right now. It's not like, who am I to judge, but I don't think those are going to be the two candidates.
You really don't?
I don't.
Wow. But see, I find this really insightful because this would be like well, you talking about quarterbacks from the 60s or something.
Yeah, right.
You know your stuff. This is your wheelhouse. Mm. And I don't. All I'm saying is just in following everything, just from the news and the different whatever,
sure. Yeah.
It's like it just seems like he is so, no matter what happens, he almost gets more popular. And it just seems like Biden is just fading and just sort of, no?
No.
Okay.
We'll leave it there. It's a year from tomorrow. So,
all right.
But there's some cool elections going on tomorrow. They're going to tell us something about where people are at because there was, you know, some 50-50 races. And, you know, and they look at, okay, the governor's running and Trump won that state or Biden won that state. And what's going to happen with the governor? And we're not going to talk too much about that.
Okay.
But on my own show, we're going to talk about it.
All right.
I think I want you to tune in for that. So.
I will. I absolutely will.
All right.
When's that starting? Pretty soon?
It's up to Todd. I got guests lined up. I got a lot of guests lined up.
Right.
Local stuff. You know a lot of them. They like you. And they'll like me too. I'm going to be very fair. But I have questions I want to ask people and what their vision is and how they're going to build consensus. You know, everybody can say, well, I'm going to do this. It's like, well, you got to get another six people to agree with you. That's the hard part.
Check out this poll. Do we trust this poll? Who's looking younger? Mino, 70%, the mayor, 30%. Wow. This would be like your Dan Rather would be calling this one. I'll tell you what. Jim's lead melted quicker than an ice cream coast at the Amarillo 4th of July parade.
Let's go to the next text. Let's go to the next text.
Yes.
The next text.
No, that was Walter Cronkite.
I know.
Oh, my God. Did I watch a great series last night on the History Channel? No, National Geographic. One Day in November, it's called, I believe. About the Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe. Do you know that they had a press conference with Lee Harvey Oswald before he got shot? They had a press conference. All the media was there. He had his own press conference with the cops. Lee Harvey Oswald did. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Did you kill the president? I'm not in charge with that. Yeah, you have. And then the guy's holding up the gun that he shot him with and everything. But they're parading him around. He had a press conference. Is that unbelievable?
Texas.
You got to see this series. It's incredible.
There's been some pretty good series on Frontline, too.
Oh, following that Mafia. So good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on it.
Wow.
And no commercials on that stuff, which is great.
I know. That's great.
But
that's the way people don't make money. Yeah. So there you go, Jim.
Speaking
that's
of,
the best
way. Get some more funding for PBS.
That's the best kind of broadcaster. No commercials said the people on the air make no money. Good, Jim.
We have great advertisers. And we love them. All right, let's go to one.
Mine on the mayor. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.
news. Israeli airstrikes intensifying in Gaza. Ahead of an expected ground attack, here's ABC's Liz Landers.
Israel striking a refugee camp, which according to the Associated Press, lies in an area where Palestinians were told by the Israeli military to seek refuge. The Hamas-run health ministry claims 53 people were killed. The ministry says so far in the conflict, more than 9,700 Palestinians have died, but Israel's ambassador to the UN is casting doubt on that death toll.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his Middle East tour in Turkey after visiting the West Bank, Jordan, and Baghdad. Donald Trump taking the stand today in his New York City fraud trial, defending himself against allegations that he and his family dramatically inflated their net worth. Aid trickling into villages in Nepal's northwest mountains following a strong earthquake over the weekend. More than 150 people were killed and thousands have been left homeless. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 61. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Huh? Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. As I mentioned, 54 degrees out there. Absolutely beautiful. We had a beautiful night for our football game on Friday night. We had another phenomenal game. Oh, my goodness. Kimberly against Nina. Just a great, great football game. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008. Commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less when you need them. They not only help you with your current sewer backup, sump pump failure, or water damage, they help prevent future problems such as mold, fire damage. They'll secure your building if you have problems with a fire. They will help you in every way possible. They are there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Phone number, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST. That's all you have to know. And they've got a fantastic, I mean a fantastic deal going on right now. If you've got problems, you get water in your basement, you mention Mino and the Mayor, and then you'll get a $250 Visa card. You know, probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Just turn the water on downstairs. Get, you know what I mean? Just flood it yourself a little bit. Pick up and give them a call. You get a $250 Visa card, courtesy of Mino and the Mayor.
Do a little Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
All right.
And they'll
like
donate
it
up to $250 to your favorite charity. 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are fantastic people, folks. You can't find anybody better. If you need somebody on your side, these are the people you want on your side if things are going rough for you, okay? And they brought up the great point last week, and especially today would be a perfect day to do it when the weather's nice. Your outdoor faucets, get them shut off. Find the shut-off valve inside your basement. Shut them off. Bleed them. Drain them, shut it off for the winter, put an insulator over the end so the pipes don't freeze.
$8 or something to get these insulators.
And it can save for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Right.
Absolutely. So, Midwest Restoration. Okay, so a couple of polls. You're on a comeback here. Who's looking younger these days, Mino or the Mayor? Mino leads 55 to 45.
Okay.
And then we've got another one. Terry sent this one in from Quinnipiac University.
Quinnipiac. Right.
Yeah. Because they always do a lot of polls throughout New York. Remember they played basketball here against Green Bay 1 year? They did. I remember that.
Okay.
But anyway, they say Biden 39%, Trump 36%, RFK Jr. 22%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot for a third party, isn't it?
That's Ross Perot's stuff. That's affecting a lot of elections. And you're saying, where's that 22 coming from? You know, is it 11-11? I don't think so. I think, I mean, RFK, that's such a Democratic name and position, but I mean he's the guy that's going against Biden.
And that's actually Robert Kennedy's son, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think that's his son.
Well, you think RFK Jr. would be RFK's son. I'm just throwing that out there as a, you know, kind of an obvious thing, but you're the expert on
you're the political pundit. I've actually met that guy.
Yeah.
He came to a mayor's conference in DC.
He's the Robert Kennedy's son.
Okay, and he's got that. Is his voice. Sometimes it's hard to listen to when he starts talking, but then he gets better as time. You get better at listening as time goes on.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I think a lot of that's coming from the
Republicans. I love when you talk and you have your fingers pretty much in your mouth.
All right, Johnny. Okay. Anyway, so we were
going. Yeah, I want to thank Pete Petoniak.
Well, you don't know this is from Pete.
It's from Pete. Oh, have you opened it?
It's
like picture of Pete all over it. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, gee. Oh, what's that? Oh, a card.
I didn't really look at
Pete's picture. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So anyway, we want to thank, well, it's from Pat Powell, too.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Patrick Powell. I think he likes that.
They're the weather guys.
You know what? I wonder who's higher on the pecking order.
I think Pete.
It's director of meteorology, Pete Petoniak, but then it has chief meteorologist, Patrick Powell.
Hmm.
I would say chief is higher than director.
Good point.
But I don't know that. And they both signed it.
Could you try to get a hold of Petoniak?
Yeah, I'll give him
He's working.
I'll give
it.
Well, they're on the air. They take breaks.
They're on Fox. I'll see what I can do.
Anyway, I just tried.
We just want to thank him. He sent us these really cool scarves.
Really? And it's nice because we kind of tease. Well, we don't. I do.
Yeah, you're terrible.
I just know Fox is heavy on the weather.
Yes.
And I referred to them one time as the Weather Channel. But they do. They are heavy on the weather. Would you agree with that part?
Yes.
You haven't agreed.
But they
with
do a great
today.
Job with it.
They do. But they. It's like, okay, we got some bombing going on, and but first here's the weather, and then Packers take on so and so. But first here's the weather, and then it's like, you know, five.
Well, they
six,
do. So that's the, okay. You know what? Having been in the news business for a million years, there's only a like I want to say one in like eight people that really follow sports. 9 out of 10 follow the weather.
Yeah.
So it's you're giving them what they want.
Hey, John, put that on. I'm sorry, Jim, put that on. And then I'll take a picture and send that to Pete this morning.
Okay.
As a thank you.
And that's awesome. Got the little...
Yeah, the logo.
No, what's that? Is that for your phone?
No, it's for your hand warmers, man.
Oh.
That's... Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the little pouches on the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so, very cool.
Yeah, put that on. I'll come in and take a picture.
Okay. Okay. But this was super nice of them to send this.
Absolutely.
And they
especially
got,
to you.
They I know, right? Then they spelt our names right.
And, yeah.
So, look, we love Brittany Marlowe, who works with us, but we also, we're totally into...
whoever gives us anything, we're totally into.
We are.
Let's be honest.
That is true. But
you give us something, we're all into you.
But maybe we should throttle back on the food.
What food?
That people bring, like, just candy bars.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
You know
so,
what I mean?
So, yesterday morning, I spoke at St. Thomas More School in Appleton, connected right there with Appleton Xavier Middle School, grade school. And just had a little brunch for the, you know, and they had me speak to the veterans type thing. And, you know, I eat a lot of eggs, but I cannot make scrambled eggs as good as other people. They were so cheesy and so, like, rich tasting, delicious with ham and peppers and stuff. And they gave me a thing of them so big and these cinnamon rolls to take home.
Right. And you can't say
I
no.
ate the whole thing watching the Packer game yesterday. I just it was like a Jethro bowl I put them in and just ate those things. Why can some people make something that seemingly is simple so delicious and somebody else tries to do it like me and I can't?
Well,
what is the secret?
The artist, the chef. I mean, that's
but it's
an
just
easy
scrambled
one.
Eggs. How come some people can make scrambled eggs so much better than other people? I cannot make good scrambled eggs.
John, do you put cream like
I do not.
Okay, well that's one thing you're missing. You're a big butter guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good. Scrambled
butter's
eggs.
Not bad for you though. It's not. That's an old wives' tale that butter's bad for you.
Okay. Nougani, lard.
Well, it's just like they used to say that eggs are bad for you. Eggs aren't bad for you. Cholesterol, that's all wives' tale. That's no longer applies. You can eat as many eggs as you want.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, to make scrambled eggs.
You can eat up to 6 eggs a day and you're fine.
I think you're right. I do. I think you're right on the hard boiled eggs. But not when you fry them and you know, I think poached eggs or hard boiled eggs are good for you. I don't know.
Do we have any medical people out there?
I don't know if 6 fried eggs because of the like the lard that you
well,
put
if you
in.
Use that Pam or whatever spray, that's you know, that's fine.
Nobody uses Pam.
I do. Why wouldn't you? Why not?
I didn't even know they made that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay. That's great. I love Pam.
Any health professionals out there, eggs. Cholesterol is overrated, isn't it? The way they used to talk about eggs, you eat eggs, you get cholesterol and whatever, whatever.
Wait, don't, now, what
it
did
seems
you say?
Like they've proven that's not true.
Okay, that eggs don't
that eggs are not bad for you. Eggs are really good for you.
But don't say cholesterol is overrated because no, but that's the number one drug that we give out is for cholesterol.
The cholesterol, I take it myself.
Oh,
I know. Okay.
Okay. Right. I don't.
I got high cholesterol.
I don't. And that's why I look younger than you.
Yeah. But anyway, but what I'm saying is they found out that eggs don't have nearly the cholesterol that people used to think. Cholesterol comes a lot more from like pie crust and things like that than eggs. What?
John, I don't know if that's. I think
Jim,
here's what I
study
think.
These things.
Okay, John, this is what I think, and I don't know this. I just,
do you read medical journals?
No, I don't.
Well, okay,
I don't. But okay, but you do. John, this is what I think. I think eggs. The reason eggs cause cholesterol is because of how they're prepared.
Okay.
Okay, so. You can't say that because if somebody would eat 6 fried eggs a day or a 6 egg omelet with, that wouldn't be good. But just, like you said, hard-boiled eggs. Right. Poached eggs.
They're great for you.
Yes.
Loaded with protein.
I think we agree on this.
I eat them all the time. All the time.
I don't know if, I mean, too much of anything isn't good, right? I mean,
I know, but all I'm saying
I would cap it at 6.
People used to say Don't eat eggs, or you get high cholesterol.
Yeah.
And now, medically, they've proven that, you know what, maybe we're mistaken.
Maybe we overreached.
Maybe they're overreached. Yep. Nope. Maybe they're not as bad for you as we thought they were.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're and eggs, which is nice about eggs, is they've come down in price, too.
Have they? How about gas? You know what I bought gas for? Under $3.
Did you wear?
Because I was under $3.
Can you give a plug?
Dino Stop right out here in Ashland.
All right. Really?
Yes.
Saw that on the way in. $2.98.
Yeah. Have not seen that.
Yes, $2.98. Was that a beautiful sight?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Oh my gosh.
What were you doing down there?
The Dino Stop right here on Ashland.
Yeah, but that's a little ways down, right?
Yeah.
Is that the closest gas station to?
That's when I came back from Appleton yesterday.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. You're coming back. Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's.
But you know what? That's I go to buy a newspaper. What gas station doesn't carry newspapers? I just tried to find a Press Gazette. It's like in a Journal Sentinel. It's like, it's hard to find sometimes, even on the weekends.
Go to grocery stores.
I know, but wouldn't you think a gas station?
Yeah, I would.
Would have newspapers?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the main reason I stopped.
Right.
But when I saw $2.98, I had to jump on that.
Yes.
Our poll, looking younger, Mino or the mayor? Mino, 60% say Mino's looking younger than the mayor.
Okay, I maybe it's because you get your name first.
Well, let's go the opposite way then. Okay. Whatever you want.
I just can't believe that. I didn't think it was going to be close. Mm. But, people haven't seen me lately, Johnny. I kind of, after the election, I kind of,
Yeah.
Took a little time off.
Yeah.
Got a little reclusive, put on some weight. So, but I don't think people... Of course, that would bode well for me if they didn't see me.
Right,
I'm not talking myself into this. I'm not going the right
direction. So tell me about your bowling event.
It was great. So the new community shelter, which is a shelter to get people out of homelessness, and they have a number of employees and counselors and the alcohol and drug counselor, Larry, we've had on here. We've had Terry Ruffsgard. And it's our largest fundraiser of the year, and it's a bowl-a-thon, and we invite teams to come and bowl. It's $500 a team. We had 50 lanes, plus we had some great auction items. I don't know if you know this, but one of the auction items was a basket, and it was a advertising 30 seconds a day for a week, and then it included a WGB here on Mino and the Mayor. It included a T-shirt and a couple pens of ours, and then your book.
Cool.
And I think you autographed that book, too. So that was one of the larger prizes to go.
Neat.
Which was great.
Hey, I'm going to carry my books. My book's going to be carried at the, I didn't mean to interrupt, but Megan from the market here next door to us, Waterfront Market.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
It is such a cool store. If you haven't stopped in at the Waterfront Market, you have to do it because it is such a cool place. It's absolutely incredible.
Yep.
And so I sliced my finger pretty good Saturday.
How'd you do that?
Trying to open up a bottle of pills of like Aleve. I couldn't get them open, so I took a razor blade to cut them open. And yeah. So anyway.
Why didn't you just twist the top?
It wouldn't open.
They never do.
I took a razor blade. And uh-huh.
Good idea with the razor blade.
I know, but I gouged that, huh?
Jeez.
So I went down and tried to get Band-Aids. But anyway, wonderful. But she's going to carry my book, and I'm going to do a book signing.
Oh, cool. When?
Thursday, because they have big Thursday nights there with their vendor's market. And I'm going to do a book signing. If anybody needs one for Christmas, I'll be doing a book signing at the Waterfront Market.
Oh, yeah.
More on that to come.
And that's a great book. I mean, you gave one.
Thank you.
But that,
did you read
that's
it?
A great book.
Did you read it? You haven't read it. You didn't read it.
No, Johnny, I will tell you this. Let me just tell you. It is next to my chair. I don't have a TV, right? So I get the fire going, and I read excerpts from it. But I read more trade journals and articles than I do books about World War, not World War II, Vietnam people. But it's well written. But that's not something, that's not like a novel. It's kind of like, right?
I mean, yeah, it's like 25 different stories.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I can read a story.
Vignettes. Yeah, I can read one a night or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll be done in a month. But yeah, I have read some of it. I really have.
We've got a gentleman coming on this week who I just interviewed for my next book. Very interesting story. And a song. On the 10th, he's allowed to debut a song that was written by these people in Nashville. Nashville's getting bit. We had the lady on one time talking about it. It's the same type of a program. And his song, they asked him for like one defining moment in Vietnam. He was left alone in the jungle one night. All alone.
Wow.
No one else around except the Viet Cong. And they wrote a story. They wrote a song about it. And we're going to debut that song on the 10th. When he comes in.
Awesome.
Very interesting guy. Gentleman from Freedom. Mino and the Mayor on our poll. Who's looking younger? Mino, 60%. The Mayor, 40%.
Oh, come on, people.
We'll be back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Monday morning, beautiful, beautiful morning out there. Wow, I was just talking. I got a text here. I was talking to a guy from Los Angeles yesterday at the game. He was amazed at our price of gas in California. It's $7. Is that right? $7.
Wow, and you're $2.98.
And we're $2.98.
Awesome.
Here. Wow.
Love Green Bay. Another reason we are the number one place to live.
We're gonna talk to you first, Ryan.
Yeah, sit down, Ryan.
Come here.
Yeah, that is good. You know, and that.
I'm going to give you a hard time, Ryan.
Election coming up, too.
We've got Ryan here from Midwest Restoration. We're already talking about it. Did you hear us talking about you already?
I missed it.
No. Okay, so Midwest.
Maybe we didn't talk about it on the air, so we're going to talk about this.
But just so people know that Midwest, who is one of our great sponsors.
Midwest Restoration.
Right. And they are there when you need them. Mm-hmm. So if there's any kind of flooding, backup sewage, your water heater goes out on you, fire, they are
busted
there.
Busted pipes.
They have busted, right. And you call them. They have cell phones 24/7. They're there within an hour. And they just not only do the technical work and clean up your place, but they also are so compassionate. And some of the stories, and those of you who've listened to us, Ryan has shared some of the stories and how they've cleaned, like, the teddy bears for the kids. They buy them pizza, take them out so they can get the place back. And they're just a great, great customer-focused, community-driven company, and we love them. So, Ryan.
With that being said, right?
John saw your name. I know. He told me this morning.
First of all, I'm getting a little tired of two things. I'm getting a little tired of looking on Facebook and you and Coyne both shirtless at beaches.
Yeah, you guys
looking all buff and tatted up and stuff like this.
I want to chime in on that. I'm annoyed with that, too.
Yeah, we're okay.
Well, so you guys asked how.
We're putting a stop to that.
Yeah, okay, it's enough of that. Okay,
all right. That's enough. We don't feel bad enough about ourselves as it is.
And you have to just
flaunt it and put it in our face.
You do all these good things, and then you kind of throw your body into.
Yeah, then we rip our shirts off.
Yeah,
and that we self promote.
Like, okay. Smoking hot women and on the beach and yada yada.
You guys asked how I stayed in shape, so if you want to,
here's what I'm going to take you to task for.
You can stop with that.
So you pride yourself on going into a home that suffered catastrophic things happening to it. Pipes bursting, carpets, smoke damage, and you make them as good as new, don't you?
It's literally when we go in, it's like it never happened. And that's always our goal. Mm-hmm. That process is a lot harder than what you would think because honestly, to get all the different pieces to fit just right and then have that customer come out extremely happy, there is a lot of people involved. Yeah. And it's a process that we pride ourselves on. It's great.
And you guys make it just, like you said, better than brand new almost. You clean it so good. It's incredible, don't you? Don't you take a lot of pride in that, don't you?
You have to. If you don't, it's how you get basically how the business falls apart.
Okay, right.
Here comes Ryan.
Johnny, you've not listened this morning.
Mm-mm. So anyway, so that's it. Nobody does it better than you guys. Nobody cleans better than you guys.
John.
Nobody.
So
I saw your Facebook, the picture of you and the who's the gorgeous girl in your Facebook picture? Just a friend.
That's Hannah.
She's
a friend.
Okay. So I saw your Facebook post. Outside of you flexing on the beach in Mexico, or whatever. And what are you looking for through your Facebook post, Ryan?
Well, basically, it's is to show everyone that...
No. You have a Facebook post asking for... You're looking to hire somebody.
You have a want
for you personally. For what are you looking for?
Your personal life?
House cleaner. Yeah.
Okay. We're like, wait a minute. Here's the guy. This is like the shoe shiner, the barber looking for someone to do that. You are like... You've been advertising...
You fix people's houses up better than anybody in the world.
You profess yourself as, okay, look, there's nobody.
You take disaster and you turn it into a triumphant and rebirth.
It looks better than it did before your tragedy happened.
And Ryan said, hey, I'm looking for somebody to clean my house.
Well, here's the thing. I got a few friends, right, that they do house cleanings and stuff. So I knew about them. I'm like, hey, I'll throw this out there. They'll reach out. I just need someone once a week to clean up after these kids.
Give him the bell. Okay. Give him the bell.
That's fair.
So I was getting worried for you, buddy, because you're kind of eating. Johnny's like, oh, yeah, we do this, we do that. And I'm like, look, he's going to hit you between the eyes pretty soon.
I saw it.
And I've been on the side of that.
I saw it.
Anyway. But nothing like a good house cleaner, though. I mean, I hope you find a good
one. Plus, don't you think if you're doing it, like, that's your job. You go in and you do these massive cleanups for families.
Last thing about it's like, I've talked to wives that's like whose husbands are contractors and builders and stuff. It's like, can't get him to change a light bulb.
Right.
Well, and truthfully, like, do I really want someone that I work with in my home? It's like, it's just a little
awkward.
We're
talking about you cleaning your home. That's what we're talking about.
No, I can't keep up to the three kids. There's no chance. I have no chance.
So, isn't it funny? You take care of disasters, but your three kids, I can't handle it.
No way. No chance. So
Love it.
So how are things going? And thank you again for sharing.
We had so many people text us, didn't we?
Right.
About
the water heaters, that
sensors.
Bleeding the outdoor faucet lines and getting those covers you talked about. And I just think, I hope you feel really good about that, because I think you're saving people hundreds of dollars coming up this winter because of your advice.
No, that's the goal. Honestly, there's so many tips that I would have never known had not been in this industry. And to be able to relay that message, to be able to get it out there to the general public, so many simple fixes that can save just ultimately thousands of dollars. And truthfully, if I'm not doing that for the public and the community, then what am I doing out here?
You know what? I ran it the other day. I think it was the day you were on, actually, in the elevator here, four firefighters doing their checks or safety checks or whatever they do. And I was talking to them about what you guys said, and they said, oh, my gosh. He's exactly right about the lithium batteries.
Yep.
And I mentioned about the bathroom fans. They're like, absolutely. And then the dryer things are like, absolutely. And I said, hey, can we get somebody on? You know, one of you guys? We'd love to talk about that, about the preventative type things that, you know, that we can do. And it's the same thing you guys talk about. But they said those are all me. But the lithium battery, everybody, I bet 90% of the people listening to us right now have a lithium battery plugged in their garage or their basement.
We had a guest on last week that we were talking about, and she goes, I'm going to go home and unplug those things, which I thought was like, wow, that's cool. Maybe we saved her, you know, fire.
Yeah, you only know what you know. And when you see it firsthand and you see the devastation it causes a family and the disruption it puts on someone's life, it's a message that you know you have to get out. Mm-hmm. You're responsible to get that out to the people, because literally, you guys, when you meet them firsthand, it's one of the saddest moments you can have. You see a family in complete distraught.
Well, you know, one of the things is, too, and when I was in the news media, unfortunately, there were times I'd be with a photographer, we'd be covering a basketball game or something, and say, oh, my God, you got to run. There's a house fire at so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I had my neighbor, their house caught in Ledgeview, and they were still, they had just moved in. Yep. And I think it was, you know, the guy had stepped up to the garage to have a cigarette or something and kind of whatever. And to be there when the fire department, right next to my, you know, they had the hoses going across my driveway. It's a scary feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy out there. This weekend, two guys, Hobart Fire Department, they're going to have their open house, big open, grand opening.
That's right.
It's a big deal. So show up.
They've been doing a lot lately, haven't they, Hobart Fire Department?
It's a beautiful new station.
I love Hobart.
Yes.
No. I'd like to live in Hobart.
There's some great people out there,
find
guys.
Find a place in Hobart.
That's fine. Vanya can help you, man. Right. Remember the guy on?
Yeah, right, Midwest will be out there.
All right.
Back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.